the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
How's our buckle coming out of this first break here? Just a few minutes away. That's every Tuesday. Top of hour two, we'll have Gator Dave, and then later hour three, Griff will check in. Mike Griffith with the AJC's Dog Nation. F&M Bank Hotline, you can dial whenever you choose, 615-844-5600. On Twitter, at Bill is King. And you can email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Quick little note, and was expected before we get a bunch of calls here. Patton says we got a bunch of people trying to get in here. The schools. You ever heard of these schools? Texas and Oklahoma. Yeah, they're schools kind of in the Southwest blueprint. They did give their notice to the Big 12 on Monday that they would not renew their TV rights, which contractually go through 2025. Grant of rights is what it's called. And we were speculating yesterday because a lot of talk that it could happen on Monday. Didn't know for sure it did happen. Yeah, it happened apparently early in the morning. Might have happened during the show. But that did happen. That formality did happen. This is going down, y'all. This is going down. There's no speculation. There's no maybe. Got to remember, the expansion scare of 2010, the summer, was are they going, are they not? And this went back and forth, it felt like 100 times. Probably not 100 times, but it felt like it, right? Every day was a roller coaster, up, down, up, down. What in the heck's going on? Another new article, another dude who doesn't know what they're talking about posting something on Twitter about some crazy expansion that's got no chance of happening. Now, them going out west had a chance of happening, but all of that other extraneous noise was just noise. It was just people screaming in an alley, right? This is more real. This, as we would say, or as they would say, this is going down, y'all. This is going down. Wow. From last Wednesday to now, what a news event. This was one of the bigger ones, y'all. It really, really is and was. Let me get some calls to see what's happening here. Black is first up. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing, brother? Good morning, sir.
We're good. Appreciate it, sir.
Man, I'm just bummed out, dude. I'm so sick of this, man. He's just taking all my life out of me, man. Kevin Warren, dude. Hey, man, listen, dude. I never recovered after all the stuff that went on last offseason. And I just know, man, like, I just know he's going to do the wrong thing, man. I just know that he's going to do the wrong thing. I want nothing more than for Ohio State to leave the Big Ten and go to the SEC. But that would be too much like right, because, you know, the world don't want happiness for me. You see what I'm saying? Okay, it's cool for Scott and OKC to be happy, but not Black. Nah, we don't want that for him, man. So it's just sad. I'm listening to people talk, man, and the people, oh, my God, the people who don't really know college football, they're sitting out here saying that the Big Ten needs to call Kansas and Iowa State. I say, man, what?
For what?
I don't even have the energy to argue and get mad no more, man. I'm just depressed because I know this is going to end badly because we don't have a leader to steward us through this thing, man, and to be forward thinking here. They may go do something like that, man. It's just real depressing right now. I mean, like I said, I'm cool. I know happiness is not for me, man. But, I mean, I don't want to see Scott that happy. Like, dude, what? In the perfect world, I don't – look, Texas and Oklahoma, wonderful. Y'all chose to do that. We don't need Michigan. I don't want the – you know what I would be happy with? Let Ohio State go to the SEC and let Michigan stay in the Big Ten. And let's see what you do then. Let's see if you are all – if you all are able to replicate what it is that we do without us. And you won't be able to because you only exist – because you stand next to our name. Like, so it's just one of those things where if we move this crutch or this wall, your ass gonna fall over. Let them fall. Man, listen, dude. Let Ohio State leave. Go to the SEC. But it's not gonna happen. I'm so sick of these off seasons, man. Look, I'm just bummed out. It's not gonna work out well for me, man. But this is my life. This is my story, man. This dude's not going to do the right thing, Bill. He's going to get Iowa State, Kansas, and South Dakota or something like that so we can go ahead and lock down that media market. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Why do you like Kansas?
Hey, say we're going to pursue Kansas and Iowa State would be like saying, I'm going to pursue Phyllis Diller for beauty secrets.
Right. Hey, man, listen. And her grandma.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, this is just crazy. Hey, listen, man, I'm just depressed. I know this ain't going to work out well, man. So, that's it, man. I don't want to keep up. I'm gone. Be good. Peace.
All right. See you, Black. Oh, man. Pat, who'd you say is next here? Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey is checking in this morning. Welcome in, sir.
Bill, I'm drinking a little Wilderness Athlete Hydrate and Recover, the new grape flavor.
I got the grape.
Love it. Tons of orders for that.
You know what I do? Sometimes I'll take the raw scoop of just the powder and chug it. It's good. It's that
there
good.
There you go. Hey, did you ever take grapes and put them in a Ziploc bag and then you take sugar-free Jell-O, and you put it in the, you just dump it in the bag, and then you shake it like shake and bake, and you put it in the freezer. It's an awesome snack.
I've never done that. That sounds pretty good. I've never done it. Wow.
Yeah, you just make the grapes. So the grapes, not that they're wet, but they're damp. You know, wash them, and then put them in a Ziploc bag.
Yeah.
Put some fat, sugar-free Jell-O in it. Shake it. Pick whatever flavor you want. Put it in the freezer. It's awesome. Great snack.
Wow.
Yeah, yep. Highly recommend it. Hey, what do you think? Does the Big Ten go get North Carolina or Virginia? There's got to be some pilfering going on, Bill. What do you think?
Well, I mean, you got a whole big mess, grant of rights and all that. And I don't know. To me, I wouldn't. I mean, unless you're making some kind of basketball decision. And expansion is never about basketball. It's about football. So I wouldn't do anything. If I'm the Big Ten, unless Southern Cal said we'd come, if Notre Dame and Southern Cal said we'll come, well, yeah, then we've got a story here. But you don't expand just to expand. North Carolina, Virginia brings absolutely nothing to you that matters.
But it brings the academic part that
Well, you've already got it. You've already got it, though.
You know what? I never knew that Georgia Tech and Tulane were part of the SEC at one time. I never knew that.
So was Sewanee, the University of the South. The old Southern Conference, which is now the SEC, in the 1920s and 30s was about 30, 40 schools. It was huge. People talk about super conferences. It was literally like, and I don't remember, but like 40 schools.
That's amazing. Bill, could you see the Big Ten going after Vanderbilt and make it like a Northwestern where, they're not going to get packed down at the bottom of the SEC?
No.
Where they could have a little air.
Vandy brings absolutely nothing to anybody. So, no. No, and Vanderbilt would never leave the SEC.
No, I got you. I mean, the money, I mean, especially now. I mean, the SEC had great money before, but they're really going to have some good change to work with now. It's crazy, Bill. The money has gone through the freaking roof. Everyone wants their piece.
That's what this is about, yes.
You know? Hey, but Bill, the good thing is that we didn't get like a tease for like 2 months. This was like, boom. They were right. You know, it came out and the next day, no one was hiding from anything. And less than a week later, they've already told the Big 12 that they're leaving. You know what I mean? No tease, no like kiss goodbye. We're out the door.
No back and forth speculation. Just boom.
Right? Isn't that refreshing?
Yeah, very rare.
Well, Bill, have a great day.
You too.
See you later.
Scott in OKC. Scott, the problem I have is we've got a guest coming up, Charles Arbuckle. Scott, can you do this in a minute or two, or do you need more time?
Oh, no, I'm doing a minute. I just got to learn that chant. How's it go? S-E-C, S-E-C?
Yeah, just keep saying it. That's exactly how it goes.
I'm loving this. I do hope that we maintain that Bedlam game. I hope we keep that as one of our out-of-conference games. But, yeah, I got more to say, but I can give you a call, you know, later on in the week.
Yeah, do. I'd love to hear from you. Long form.
All right. Take care, Bill.
Thank you, Scott. Scott and OKC, a big Boomer Sooner. A lot of Boomer Sooner fans in this audience. And the news for them is good. They're not worried about the future. They're not worried about what league they're going to be in. They're not worried about how much money it's going to be. They don't have those issues. Manhattan, Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, Ames, Iowa, Waco, Texas, Lubbock, Texas, they've got those problems. Yeah, they're looking at the bank account right now for the future and wondering what's this going to look like. That's a worry. Charles Arbuckle when we come back. Spirited there, yeah. Led by Black. Black kicked the ball off for us this morning. Did a good job. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THP. Still trying to clean up that wreck in Cheatham County. It's 24 eastbound at the 29-mile marker. Now, that's going to slow down that traffic flow coming in from Clarksville this morning through out of Montgomery County through that section of Cheatham County. Still not too bad despite the fog out here on I-40 arriving into West Nashville. Watch your speed down I-40 this morning coming in from Hickman County and Dixon County. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition is coming up Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database.
Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with a hearty steak and eggs and deviled egg toast, or you can lunch on smoked prime rib or shrimp and grits. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code MOVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MOVE.
When the Braves take the field, count on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball to bring you every huge game.
One pitches hit high in the air and deep to right field. Kiss it goodbye. Touch all four this time, Ozzie.
Tonight, it's an epic division showdown in the Big Apple as Ozzie Albies and the Braves look for an NL East win against the New York Mets.
Coverage begins this afternoon at 5:55 on Nashville's home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Joe Zerbuckle joins us, and Buck, I gotta tell you, with the media days and the various leaks going on, I was anticipating no news at all. I was anticipating not even hardly watching it. I don't need to know about your depth chart because I already know your depth chart. I don't need to know about how good your offseason was because you're probably lying to me about it. But the OU and Texas news blew us up right out of the water.
Yeah, I'm still trying. I mean, because it's not over. You know, that's the thing. There's so much that's still there.
Yeah.
So much we don't even know. Man, you know, every year it seems like we say this, Bill. Wouldn't we love to be a fly on the wall at those meetings? Because this has been going on. And I want to go back to what made Texas and OU say, let's stick it to A&M a little bit. Because it's really, at the end of the day, they both, all of those schools recruit Texas. I mean, you know, just your folks listen to the show enough, so they know that 50 to 60 players every year on OU's roster are from the state of Texas. So when OU is really going well, the majority of their folks are from the state of Texas. And the recruiting only gets better. Their brands are both strong. Texas and OU don't like each other, but Texas A&M and Texas hate each other. I mean, that goes deep, right? So for them to come together and figure out how to do this where we don't know about it, where it doesn't leak, that was incredible to me. That was the first part. I said, how did they do this so smoothly? And Commissioner Sankey, now that you listen back to his initial talk and conversation, he was kind of setting the table for it.
He right? was.
I mean, he was setting the table for it. Nick Saban goes over to the Texas High School Football Coaches Convention and talks about a seven-figure quarterback who has not even started.
Now, Nick is as smooth as ice. I mean, he knows how to recruit, right? But they, I mean, they were laying the gauntlet down. Like, hey, look, we're coming to Texas, baby. We're going to be full force here. And so we got Texas A&M, but don't sleep, because LSU also recruits there really well. They always have. So it's just interesting how the first thing the public says is, oh, Texas and OU are going to suck in the SEC. I'm like, guys, don't worry about how they are now. Don't worry about if OU can't play defense and if Texas keeps saying they're back. Their brands are so strong, and the SEC is looking at how can we get more brand recognition to an already strong brand. And it, they did it so smoothly. I'm like, wow, that was impressive. It was. That was impressive. Mergers and acquisitions go on all the time, right? Companies buy companies, and you're like, oh, I can't believe I didn't see that happening. We did not see this happening. And it was, it's made college football even more like, golly, it's just doing other things we didn't think they could do.
That means the Red River Shootout is a Southeastern Conference rivalry game.
And I'll say this, too. What do you think is going to be the first game, no matter what division Texas and Texas A&M are on? And that game, and that's the first game out of the box, or it's one of those night games that we've all become accustomed to liking. They're going to play. Now, will they play every year? I don't know. But there's no chance in hell that they won't say it's going to happen every 10 years with the hate that's lost in that Texas A&M rivalry.
Charles Arbuckle with us. They informed the Big 12, Texas and Oklahoma did on Monday, that we're not going to extend our grant of rights. Mm-hmm. Buck, it goes through 2025, contractually through 2025, and nobody is saying this, but I would think it's implied. I don't think OU and Texas think they're going to be in the Big 12 in 2025 or 2023. I don't know what they think's going to happen. The league implodes or something, but I don't think they plan on hanging around 4 or 5 years through this contract.
I don't think so either, Bill. And what's funny is they were given all the power in that contract. And I think now the Big 12 is still trying to do that. But it just goes to show you, no matter how much you have of something, you can say, look, this is where we need to be. And it's interesting, all the different parties and the ADs that are involved in this and all the kind of backdoor dealing. You know, I love when those guys figure out the story and who gets to it and write a book about it. But this is one I really want to read because it changes how we think of college football. These super conferences that, you know, we talked about, 5 years ago, maybe within the last 10 years, they're here. I mean, this is the genesis of it. And it all kind of came, and it seems like we keep seeing Texas and Oklahoma in some way, shape, or form involved in this, right? You know, they have found a way they were going to be in the Pac-16 or whatever that was going to be. Now they're part of this SEC conglomerate of super conferences. They played a major role in a lot of these things, and I think we got to give them credit for leveraging their brand. Whether the football on the field is always great with Texas. I mean, OU has played really well the last few years, like I said, other than their defensive prowess, which I think is going to be, I think they're going to be a better defensive football team this year. But we don't even have a chance to talk about that because of all the stuff that's happening off the field, right? You know, the things that we anticipate, yeah, we'll talk to Lincoln Riley about his, you know, Spencer Rattler not coming to, you know, Big 12 media days. Well, that's become a non-story with this stuff.
So as I'll buckle each and every Tuesday, topic that's come up, Buck, and again, Charles played at UCLA before going to the NFL. Do you think there's a way that Southern Cal and UCLA would break free of the Pac-12 and perhaps, like, join a Big Ten?
You know, after all this started happening, Bill, the Big Ten and the Pac-12 or Pac-10 or Pac-8, whatever, you know, whatever iteration it is, has always been close, right?
Right.
So I don't know. The Big Ten now has to find a way to give itself some cachet, you know, both in football and basketball. And, you know, I know Kansas is trying to get to the Big Ten, but football at Kansas is awful, and they've got a lot of things going on there currently. I don't know if the Big Ten looks at any of those, you know, Big 12 schools and says, yeah, I mean, you know, is it Baylor? TCU maybe? Even TCU has kind of been, you know, they bounced and now they're in the Big 12. So I think there's a chance that the Big Ten looks out west, and clearly USC, of course. I mean, if you can get USC in any stretch, that would be great. UCLA would be a package deal with them, but hell, I don't know anymore. The way things have happened, especially with Texas and Texas A&M, doesn't necessarily mean the rivals go together. Or when they do, what does that look like? Washington, I think, would be a brand that, you know, a lot of people recognize. I don't know. The Big Ten now has to do something as well, and what that looks like is going to be interesting, because I don't know. Missouri is not happy, of course, with Texas A&M, and people don't really care, right? But what happens with the Missouri? Would the Missouri say, hey, look, maybe this isn't a good fit for us, we go to the Big Ten? I don't know. I'm just speculating, because that's all we can do. But I do think the Big Ten now has to look around and say, where can we get stronger? You know, where can we get some more brands now that will help us? And they are really big on the academic side. So you've got to figure schools that have strong academic reputations will play a role. Washington, Stanford, USC, UCLA. I don't know. Cal has not been good for a while, but I think if you're talking about academic strength of what we consider, would those schools be the ones that the Big Ten now looks at, especially since they've had such an affiliation and the Rose Bowl is in flux because they may not want to move when they can be played. And so now that the college football playoff is expanding, that could also play a role.
Yeah, and the Missouri AD, I guess overnight, they announced he's out. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He's going to fade away until they can find, and they keep saying they're going to need to find somebody with more of a national vision. So Missouri apparently is reacting to all this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, things that will happen now. I don't think anybody says if you're an AD of the school and your folks aren't happy with you, you might want to get your resume, you know, your LinkedIn profile redone, because it doesn't seem like the presidents are sitting back, right? They're being real aggressive now. And I think that's part of what we see. Each day going into the season, we're going to talk less football. We'll talk more football because it's coming, but we're going to have a lot of conversations around this, which I think is interesting, and it makes it fun to me. I mean, it makes it another year of college football.
Last time, Buck, that I remember a story that wasn't on the field take a lot of space during the playing portion of the season was 2010. Now, we had the expansion scare that summer of Oklahoma, Texas, maybe going west and taking Oklahoma State and A&M with them and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But once we got into the season, you remember the Cam Newton story, because you had two angles there. Number one, you have this kid who transferred from Florida, went to a junior college, now he's quarterbacking Auburn, and he looks like Superman, and he's driving them towards a championship. And then you had all the off-the-field payment rumors that would not go away. That's the last time I remember something that big taking away from the season.
Well, and I think this year was interesting. You've got name, image, and likeness on top of all this, you know, the potential for the college football playoff expansion and, you know, Texas and OU. The Red River shootout rivalry, whatever we call it now, it's going to be front and center. And I think we're going to continue. This year might be a little bit different because with this name, image, and likeness, we still don't know what that looks like, but we're going to hear a lot about it because as players get deals or these deals that are supposed deals, we're going to hear more and more about that. So I'm curious to see how that plays out throughout the course of the year because we're going to talk about the season, but we have to talk about this other stuff because it's so new and it's something we have never had to go through before.
You're being recruited in the mid-'80s out of Houston. Again, Buck played at UCLA. Was the A&M Texas, and I know the hate's not recent, but was it as hateful in the 80s as it is now?
I think it might have been even higher because of the Southwest Conference, affiliation. And I think some of that, and Texas had started to wane, and A&M has started to get better, especially during that time with the Wrecking Crew and, you know, all of those things that they were doing on the field. I mean, they talking about A&M having some really good, really talented players that in the past you would have seen over at the University of Texas. Now they were starting to go to A&M or you know, leave the state like I did. But I don't think it's ever been a time where I don't remember, Texas and Texas A&M not having a lot of love for each other on the football field. You know, and the player, I mean, here it's just like anything else. The players grow up, you end up playing Pop Warner ball, high school football, whatever level of football against a lot of these guys. But there is a level of hate. The fan bases seem to have just over the years grown and grown and grown. And I think these kind of instances, when you have this happening with the state school and the school that's a heavy agricultural school, there's some animosity there. I hope it happens where they do, Texas and OU go to the SEC, because I do want to see that rivalry again. I think that's one we have to see. I think it's good for college football. I really do. And those are the kind of things that we started to miss. But if some of this expansion and super conference talk happens, and it does happen where we have these schools coming back together, I don't think that's a bad thing at all for college football. I actually think it's really good.
Buck, we'll see you next week, sir. Appreciate it very much. Bro.
Okay, man. Have a good one. Thanks.
There is Charles Arbuckle, very informative every Tuesday with us. And, boy, they dropped big bricks of gold in our lap last week. They did. I don't know if we're deserving, but we got it. We got a better than a Christmas present in July. Wednesday? Coming up top of hour two, we've got Gator Dave. He joins us every Tuesday, and then a little later, Griff. Griff, who was in Hoover, Alabama. Remember, we had him on Tuesday, so we did not have him on. Was it Tuesday? No, it was Wednesday. Yeah, it was Wednesday. Because he couldn't go Tuesday, and then later, just a little bit later in the day, is when all that news hit. So we'll have a lot to kick around with Griff coming up here. We'll take the break on this Tuesday edition presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Hopefully some of this pesky fog will burn away sooner than later as traffic volume starts to increase out here even more on 65 coming down through Madison. It looked like there was a wreck a few minutes ago on 24 eastbound near Ellington Parkway. The police are going to check it out. It's already picked up in the last few minutes on 24 as you make your way out of Rutherford County. 24 east at Briley Parkway south of town. Saw some flashing lights there as well. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks Family Edition is coming up Saturday, August 7th. Check it out at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smoky. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. you have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Bill King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
I want to take the conversation to another place here. Oklahoma and Texas on Monday informed the Big 12 we're out of here. Here is the documentation. We are not going to renew our grant of rights. We're out of here. Now, again, the contract reads through 2025. There is no way Oklahoma and Texas thinks they're going to sit around there and play these games in awkward fashion for the next 4 or 5 years. There's no way they think that. But what are they thinking is going to happen? That's the question. Matt Hayes said on Monday, Matt's a good friend, as you know, and very good college football reporter. He said the anticipation at Oklahoma and Texas is that 2022, they're playing in the SEC. Now, contractually, we know that's not the way it reads, but their anticipation is they're playing in 2022. One more year in the Big 12. It'll be a little awkward. It'd be really awkward if you're playing 23, 24, 25 in the Big 12. Knowing for years it's a lame duck situation, that would be really awkward. The anticipation is they'll be playing in 2022. That's not the way the contract reads, though. What do they think is going to happen? What gives here is my question. I mean, if you're the Big 12, you can't give in. You've already lost. You've got to salvage the money, though, and try and hang on. See what develops. Maybe an expansion, you can go raid a couple of teams. It won't replace what you just lost. There is nothing out there. Well, I mean, if you can, You could go get Ohio State, Notre Dame or something to join up. I mean, that's not even possible, right? That's, you don't have a one in a trillion shot at pulling something like that off. The point is there's nothing you could add to your league that would make it doable. There's nothing. You've already lost. But what do they think? They think the Big 12 is just going to implode over the next year? What do they think is going to happen that facilitates them being part of the SEC as soon as 2022? I'm open-minded to it. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm just wondering, what do they think the dominoes will look like the next 12 months? Also here on Twitter, Brandon, who is the equipment manager at Georgia Southern, has been tweeting the show, but it's about Titletown High. Have you seen this? Now, I'm not a guy that goes and watches stuff on Netflix, and now millions of people do, right? It's incredibly popular. I don't. The MTV Two-A-Days, remember in the mid-2000s, that was Hoover High School. Same guy that produced that is doing this one, Titletown High. Just so happens, Titletown High is about Rush Probst again. Back then he was Hoover. And it's about Valdosta High School and the 2020 season and all that went on down there. It involves, remember, Jake Garcia transferred in from California. And then they declared him not eligible there, so he transferred to another Georgia school where he played. But it involves all the drama down there with Rush Probst, the players, all of that. And the question is, he's asking, Brandon here is asking, who all's watching this? A lot of people probably will. I might. I'm not a big, I don't go find stuff and binge it on Netflix. I never do that stuff. Never do that stuff. But would I watch something like this? I might. I don't know how long I'll make it, but I might. I find that topic very interesting. What was the one a couple of years ago everybody liked about the junior college? And it was down in Mississippi. I watched year one of that one. I actually watched year one of that one. Did not watch any of the others. And then it ended up moving out to Kansas. Is it still, are they still producing fresh content on that one? What was that play? Last Chance U, or what do they call that? I don't even remember. But I did watch the first year of that one, and then didn't. I just lost track of it. After that, that's not one of those things that I could do year after year. But I may watch the one out of Valdosta, which is the same producer as Two-A-Days. That might be pretty good because, again, you've got Rush Probst involved in this one. So, you know, the drama level is going to be very high. Now, Josh is pointing out something that Jay Book posted. Says, Dennis Dodd of CBS says, Big 12 TV contract has a clause that says the TV networks can drop their revenue if a team leaves. It's being reported the networks could drop their per-school revenue from $37 million to $9 million. That would be just a cataclysmic shock if that happened to the Big 12 pretty rapidly. Anyways, we will get the break here and then continue on. Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us, Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning, T-Dot. Did a good job of moving this one car wreck out of your way here on 24 eastbound at Ellington Parkway. It's starting to ease up a little bit better through here now as far as that traffic flow. 24 eastbound at Brightley Parkway south of town. About four cars were involved in that crash. They did move them to the side. It's a good thing it wasn't in the westbound lanes. That's where the heaviest flow of traffic is right now on 24 west coming past Harding Place. All that traffic coming in right now from Rutherford County. Prince's Hot Chicken is hiring at both locations. Log on to princeshotchicken.com to apply. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update. Simple Green is perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new. Visit them at simplegreen.com.
The main event for this week's UFC Fight Night has the 8th-ranked middleweight Uriah Hall taking on the 11th-ranked Sean Strickland. Hall, the plus 175 underdog, Strickland at minus 220. Also on the main card, welterweight Brian Barberina at minus 260 against Jason Witt at plus 200. Coming into this morning, the United States and China were tied for the lead with 20 total medals. The U.S., China, and Japan each with 8 gold medals. Updated odds to win the most gold medals, the United States at minus 1600, China plus 800, Japan plus 2800. Women's all-around gymnastics odds, the United States minus 350, the Russian Olympic Committee plus 275, and China plus 1400. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Mostly sunny, highs today around 95. For tonight, mostly clear, 74. Sunshine for Wednesday, highs 96. Wednesday night, mostly clear, 74. Sunny and hot for Thursday, highs 97. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
The old BCS computer runs on diesel fuel and dreams. We know this because it lives in Bill King's garage.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely, Nashville Hotel.
Josh asked a really good question. Bill, do you think Sark took that Texas job knowing this move was coming? Well, according to reports, this has been somehow behind the scenes discussed for about 6 months. I don't know if Sark knew about this or not. I don't know if this was an item even behind the scenes when Texas was looking for a coach to replace T-Bar Tommy. I'm guessing he might not have known this during the negotiations. I don't know for sure. Timing-wise, it doesn't seem to sync up with me. Let me get a couple of calls here before the top. Gator Dave's coming. A lot of tweets here I'm going to get to. It may take me a while to get down to them, but a lot of good tweets. Greek Cypriot has sent several this morning. RJ has, got a nice email from Danny in New York City. Danny is not able to communicate with the show anymore because the city shut him down. Won't let him tweet. That happened months ago, but he did send me an email. It's a good one. Danny's our favorite police officer up there, for sure. Aliquippa Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bill, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, you know what? I'm listening to all this talk about what the Big Ten's going to do and what the Big Ten should do. Hey, Bill, let me ask you a question. Who caused this merger? Who was the driving force behind this merger? Was it ESPN? Was it Greg Sankey? Was it Texas and Oklahoma? Which party pushed this?
I would say it's a combination. Now, who made the first call? I would think that these conversations, in some form or fashion, stay alive year after year. We just don't know about them, right? The what-if conversations. But I would say in conjunction with Disney, ESPN, Oklahoma, and Texas not being happy, looking into the future of the Big 12, to me, that's the catalyst here. And it's all about the money, obviously.
Yeah, and you know what, Bill? I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking to myself, forget what the Big Ten's going to do. What's the ACC going to do with Disney and ESPN behind them? You know, it would be easier for the ACC to go and go after Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, and pull them in to strengthen that conference when you have ESPN and Disney's model and their money. Because that's the model that's driven the AC or the SEC. So wouldn't it be easier? I mean, what's the ACC going to do?
Beg Notre Dame. Continue to beg Notre Dame to join.
But what if they pull Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan out? And Bill, you know what? Let me say this. This thing, we don't have college football anymore. What we have now is football at colleges. So the whole discussion about the education and that's a bunch of pompous college presidents just pushing this diatribe, so to speak. Penn State gets not one penny from the educational side or from the university for any of their sports programs. Their sports programs are self-sufficient. So, you're talking some huge money now. And with these changes with NIL and kids being allowed to transfer and leave, and now you're starting to develop super conferences, how many of these kids are really going to graduate now, Bill? So, I mean, how long is it going to be before the ACC makes a move here? Maybe we're sleeping on that.
Yeah, it's just I don't think Ohio State would ever leave the Big Ten footprint, Michigan. They are that league. And I know we didn't think Oklahoma and Texas, but the Big Ten is way stronger than the Big 12. The Big Ten is very strong. It's not the SEC, but it's incredibly strong, and that's not going to happen. Plus, the Big Ten, I mean, Ohio State owns the thing, and I know we used to say that about Texas too, but Texas doesn't own it like Ohio State does when it comes to winning.
Well, when you look at it, though, Bill, there's a lot of anger toward Kevin Warren, and you have a lot of recruiting area. Ohio State really recruits that Eastern Seaboard, Florida, and, you know, plus the state of Ohio. I mean, the Midwest is not a big, fertile recruiting area anymore. I mean, many years ago it was, but I wouldn't be – I mean, Bill, when you throw enough money at somebody, you know – I mean, things are changing, and Ohio State may look at this and say, you know what? What kind of future do we see with the Big Ten versus the Southeastern Conference now?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting, Bill. I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Yep. Bob, appreciate the call. Let me look up and see. No, we don't have. I tell you what, Kip, I always want to hear from Kip. We've got Gator Dave. Kip, you can, if you have time, and I know he's busy, if you can call back or hang on or whatever you choose, love to get you after I'm done with Gator Dave here. Kip in D.C. has been waiting a couple of minutes, and I always make him a priority when he dials us up. Yeah, there's a bunch to consider here, y'all, and we still don't have all the answers. But the next question is, when? We already know it's happening, but when is it official? When are they playing in the league? We know it's official because they sent their documentation to the Big 12 on Monday. OU and Texas did, but... And it was said by Matt Hayes, the anticipation is they're in the league in 2022. That's one season away. I mean, that's fast. Now, again, that doesn't make it necessarily happening then, but that is what apparently they think's going to happen. Gator Dave coming up a little later, Griff, and plenty of time for us to long form this thing. That's the favorite part, is when we long form everything. Omni Nashville Hotel.